to. Father, we just thank you tonight for your grace and your mercy that has allowed us to come together in prayer. We lift up your name, we magnify you, we glorify you, we exalt you, O God. We just declare that indeed there is nobody like you. You are God all by yourself. There is nobody who is above you, nor is there anybody who is besides you. The heavens are your throne, and the earth is your footstool. You have dominion, authority, and power. Indeed, you hold everything in place by the word of your power. Your words are never failing, O God, from generation to generation. Your dominion is present and your dominion is seen. Indeed, God, your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are above and superior than ours. Father, we just thank you for the grace and the mercy that you have extended towards us, that we can come boldly before the throne of grace to bring our petitions and to make our requests known. We know that, O God, the advantage you have given us, O God, it's not because of what we have done, but it's because of our Lord and Savior who laid down his life that we might be reconciled with you. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus that allows us, O God, to come, that covers, O God, in our unrighteousness, that we might be able to stand before you without being consumed. We say, O God, tonight, the words spoken by those of ancient times, hear our prayer, O God. Attend to our supplication. Lead us by your Spirit, O God, in all prayer. For your Spirit is the one who knows what is in your mind and that which you have willed. We want this hour to be productive, O God. Therefore, your Spirit has to lead us and guide us, and you made provision for him to do so. We make ourselves available, O God, for your use. Whichever way you want us to pray, O God, that we will do. And Father, when everything is said and done, we will give you all the praise. We will give you all the glory, because it all belongs to you. Somebody just say, it belongs to him. It belongs to him. It belongs to him. All glory, all honor, and all praise. Father, I know that there are some here that have good needs that they have. I just declare your sufficiency, O God, that you are Jehovah Jireh, you are Jehovah Nissi, you are Jehovah Mkadesh, O God. You are the Lord, our Redeemer. You are the Shepherd, O God. You are the God who opens doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. You make a way where there seems to be no way. Father, when the enemy comes against us, O God, you are our shield, you are our defender. Your word, O God, watches over us as you are watching over your word to perform it. Your word will not return to you void, O God, but you are going to do what you said you are going to do. We just declare, O God, anybody who needs a financial breakthrough, God, there is a release tonight in the name of Jesus, a release of supernatural provision, blessings, O God, coming from unexpected sources and unexpected places. God, tonight, release an unexpected miracle for somebody as we pray. Let somebody be healed as we pray. Write a testimony of your greatness as we pray. Let there be significant breakthroughs, O God, in dimensions of their lives that they have been praying for. Generational things, O God, that have remained, O God, intransigent. Tonight we declare that, God, there is a change. There is an alteration, O God. Somebody is being set free as we pray. Father, you have the power to break chains. Let the anointing go forth, O God, and break the captivity. Let those who have been bound be set free. Those who have been yoked, O God, to iniquity and disaster be liberated in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We praise you. But God, somebody here tonight who has been under demonic siege is seeing the banner that says Jehovah Nissi being lifted, that the peace of God is being multiplied in their situation. God, your word says weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. We declare that tonight somebody is experiencing a change in season, that the night season is coming to an end, that there is a breaking in the day. The day is breaking through. The light is breaking through. The morning is coming into their season. Let them rejoice, O God, for even today is a day that you have made for them to rejoice and to be glad. We speak that, oh God, into their dimension and sphere of life. Let them experience the goodness of God. Let them, God, experience what it feels like to be walking in the peace of God, to walk in the liberty of God. Your word says, oh God, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. We speak the manifestation of that liberty. It cannot be denied because it is true liberty in the name of Jesus. God, they may not deserve it, but God, it is by your grace and your mercy that you are releasing it. In the name of Jesus. And Father, over somebody here, they've been struggling, oh God, in their mind with their thoughts. God, they haven't been able to stay in perfect peace, but your word says those whose minds are stayed on you, you will keep them in perfect peace. We contend against every demonic thought that has been projected into their minds. We command it to lose its power. May it be dethroned from their thoughts. May it be subjugated to the authority and the power of Christ. I thank you, God, that even now the enemy has been whispering, but his voice is being silenced in the name of Jesus. Father, self-defeating thoughts that they've been spending their time on, Father, we break that cycle. We break the ability of that thought to break through their minds. The enemy has been telling them that they are not loved. Father, we declare that to be alive from the pit of hell. For Father, you have declared your love towards them, O God. The enemy has said they will never amount to anything. But God, your word says they can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. God, if they were not going to be able to accomplish anything in the earth, you would have not given them a destiny and a purpose. But Father, we declare that you gave them a destiny, you gave them a purpose, and you made provision for them to be able to accomplish that which you sent them to accomplish. Father, we are asking tonight, God, for a release of power. We are asking tonight for a release of authority. We are asking tonight for a release of resources. We are asking tonight for the release of relationships and friendships, oh God, divinely orchestrated appointments, oh God, that they may be able to accomplish what heaven said they must accomplish. Father, not by might, you said, not by power, but you said by your spirit, oh God. The spirit that raised Christ from the dead is now operating in them. And by that spirit, oh God, we declare that great and mighty things are going to be done in them and through them in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray for the enlargement of somebody's territory. Enlarge their sphere of influence. Enlarge their capacity to do enlarge their capacity to be able to learn, enlarge their capacity to be able to comprehend, enlarge their capacity in the dimension of productivity. Let the works of their hands prosper. Whatsoever they set their minds to do, God, we declare success in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare that there is nothing that is going to stand in the way, for you have already gone before them to bring down the mountains. And God, you are also raising up the valleys. God, you are making the crooked places straight as they walk through. I pray that, oh God, tonight somebody's credentials are being approved. They are being approved to walk through the door that is called breakthrough. They are being approved, oh God, to partake of that which is behind that door. I pray that, God, whatever system the enemy has put in place to hinder them from progressing is being bypassed tonight in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, that even this moment as we pray, their faith is being uplifted. Their faith is being strengthened. Where they have been wavering, oh God, there is a restoration that is taking place. We declare, oh God, we make it known tonight that they are walking through that door. For God, you have opened it. No man is going to shut it, oh God, no man is going to stand in the way, no spirit is going to be able to prevail against them as they walk through that door. They will not be discouraged. They will not be denied, oh God. They are going to walk through the door called breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Because they are walking through the door, God, let it not just be something that happens in the dimension of the spirit, but God, let there be something that happens in twain in the realm of manifestation here on earth. May they experience an uplifting as they are walking through the door. May they experience a surge of peace of mind as they have walked through the door. May they realize the strength that is being given unto them as they walk through the door. May they be filled with joy as they are walking through the door. I give you praise. I give you glory. But even the dark clouds that have been desiring to settle above them are breaking because of the breakthrough that you are bringing them into. I thank you. I praise you, O God, that even the sorrow that has desired to dwell in their hearts, O God, its power is being broken. Somebody, where you are, just open up your mouth and declare, I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. I am breaking through. You know what you are going through. You know where you need a breakthrough. And God is saying tonight, you are breaking through. I see Him leading you past all the things that have been hindering you. The enemy has tried to send words against you to break you down. But God has shielded you. God has covered you. God has protected you. Those things have not been able to exercise their power over you because you are under the power of one who is greater. For Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been given unto me. God has the power, and God's power is working on your behalf. His word says clearly that indeed all things are working together for your good. God is working everything for your good. You are breaking through. You are breaking through. And I want to tell somebody here tonight, God has spoken and said He has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. You are not going to be intimidated by the door that God God is bringing you through. You are not going to be intimidated by the things that are behind the door that God is opening for you. They may be giants, but God making the declaration that He has given you access is a declaration that you are going to be able to overcome every obstacle that is behind it. God is not saying you are just going to walk through, you are not just going to go through, but you are going to receive everything that God intends for you to receive. I pray that tonight you rejoice for the joy that is coming into your life. You rejoice for the peace that is being released into your life. You rejoice for the strength that God is bringing into your life. Somebody magnify Him, bless His name, glorify Him, exalt Him, thank Him for the things that He has done that you are about to enter into, you are about to walk into. There is a breaking. You are going to be able to move forward because God is breaking every chain that has held you bound and hindered your movement. God is breaking it. God is breaking it. God is breaking it. Father, I thank you for breaking all those things. I thank you. What God is breaking sometimes may be words of authority that were spoken over you to hinder you. God is breaking their power. Some words were spoken out of ignorance, yet their effect has been in your life. Its power is being broken. Its effects are going to be lifted. You are going to experience a sudden change. Some of them may be emotional wounds you have been carrying from your childhood. God is breaking by healing you. God is breaking by mending the wounds and the scars. God is breaking it, and He is setting you free. Hallelujah. Sometimes you have been afraid of trying because you have always been called a failure, and you have believed those words, therefore you haven't been able to try because you don't want to experience a self-fulfillment of that prophecy of failure. But I pray that tonight you realize that those words were spoken out of ignorance. Those words were spoken out of spite. But God is delivering you. Walk into your freedom. Walk into your liberty now in the name of Jesus. And I pray as God is breaking the authority of those words, there are new things being spoken over you. You are not a failure. You are a success. You can do so much more because you have been called by God to do so much more. I pray in the name of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that you are not those things that they said you were out of their ignorance, but you are a child of the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your heart right now is being healed. I pray even your identity that has been messed up by the things you have heard is being restored. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing in the name of Jesus. Healing to your identity. Healing to your self-worth. Healing to your perspective. God is restoring as we pray tonight in the name of Jesus. I want to let you know, I know that you have been carrying the fear of being abandoned because that is what happened in your past, but I want to let you know that God has made a promise, and He is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. His promises are yes and amen. Amen. And God is giving you a promise and reminding you that He said He will never leave you nor forsake you. God is with you. Somebody say hallelujah if you know that God is with you. I hear somebody carrying a self-condemnation word in them to say, I always push away all the good people. It seems as if I hurt all the ones that I love and the ones who love me. I want to let you know that God made a decision before you even knew Him. God made a decision whilst you were still in your mess to say He will never leave you. His word, His love for you is not conditioned on how good you look, but His love is conditioned on His own will that He has said He is going to love you. God is present. God is present. God is present. God is present. I know that you feel that you are on your own, but I want to let you know that God is there with you, and God is walking with you, and God is fighting for you. Somebody say hallelujah for the grace and the mercy of God that is fighting for you to establish what God promised to do in your life in the name of Jesus. I know you have heard about generational curses and you are going about your life trying to identify them. You spend a considerable amount of your time and your resources contending with these generational things. But today we declare and we decree that you are of a new bloodline. You are of a new family that is in flowing with the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lamb that was slain before the foundations of the earth. We declare that there is a clear demarcation, a clear separation between you and your past, you and your generations before, when pertaining to generational curses. But today we declare that the blessings of Abraham are flowing into your life. Because the blessings of Abraham are flowing into your life, we declare an elevation in your life, elevation in your spirit, elevation in your hope, elevation in your faith, elevation in your expectation because of what God is causing to flow into your life. I speak promotion over you, promotion over you, promotion over you, promotion on your job, promotion in your family, promotion in your finances, promotion in your joy, promotion in your health. I speak it over you in the name that is above any other name. I know that you feel that you are not a candidate for blessing, but God is saying, I made a decision to bless you, and God is about to bless you in ways you never deemed imaginable in your life. Generational blessings are flowing into your life. In fact, I have the authority right now to let you know that the anointing of God is coming upon your life, that the anointing of God is going to increase upon your life for the glory and the praise of our Father in heaven. Every spiritual gift that is inside of you, we command it to rise now in the name of Jesus. That which has been dormant in you, that has been deposited by God, we command it activated now in the name of Jesus. You are gifted. You are anointed. You are appointed. You are going to do great and mighty things for God. I pray that your mind is being opened. You haven't been able to comprehend what God has been showing you and revealing you because you have been using old models from your dysfunctional past. But God is healing you tonight. Somebody say, hallelujah, I'm being healed. I am being made whole. I'm being restored. Whatever mental pictures I've heard of God that are not in alignment with this divine perfection are being broken for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. God, every dysfunctional model that has been set before me as a representation of you, I reject it in the name of Jesus. Every lie that the enemy has been using, allowing me to create a false perception and a false reality of who you are to me, I renounce it. I reject it in the name of Jesus, and I embrace the truth of God that indeed you are a good, good Father. You are a loving Father. That indeed, God, you have made provision for me. That you have not set me out to be an outcast, but you have embraced me. You have accepted me into the beloved. I thank you and I praise you, God, that you are not judging me by my past. You are not judging me by my failures. You are not judging me by my shortcomings, oh God. Your love is not conditional when it comes to me. I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that I find my identity not in the things that I have done nor the accomplishments I have made, but God, my identity is secure in you. Whether I have or I do not have, I am still a child of the Almighty God. There are angels being sent by my Father in heaven to fight for me because I am his child. God, tonight I believe as we pray, you are sending your word to heal somebody. You did it way back then, God. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are still doing it right now as we pray. Send your word and heal. Send your word and restore. Send your word and make whole for the praise and the glory of our Father in heaven. Oh, I wish I had somebody who can just dance around and magnify and bless the Lord for the things that he has done. He has given us instruction that we enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Oh God, what shall we render unto you for all the great things that you have done unto us and for us? Oh God, how we thank you. We bless you. We magnify. We exalt you. We glorify you. Somebody, ha, shekaraba, reko dabase, rae kusharaba. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And I want to pray for somebody here tonight. Listen, listen. You always seem to make the wrong choices. You always seem to make the wrong choices. Therefore, you doubt your ability to be able to make right decisions and judgments. But I want to pray that God begins to transform you and change your mind, change your way of thinking things. I pray that God is giving you an interface to interact with the wisdom of God. God is giving you the ability to interact with the wisdom of God, to engage with the ways and the thoughts of God. God is creating that interface concerning you in the name of Jesus. Therefore, you are going to begin seeing a significant change in your decisioning capacity, in your decisioning ability. You are going to realize that the quality of your decisions is going to increase exponentially in the name of Jesus. You were regarded as a low-level thinker, but God is elevating you to a high-level thinker. People never used to come to you to ask for advice because you were playing the role of a low-level thinker, insignificant in decision-making. But tonight, that all changes in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that you are a thinker of great thoughts because you are engaging with the thoughts of God. You are engaging with the mind of God. You have been made available to receive revelation, to receive insight, to receive hindsight in all things. I pray that your eyes of your understanding are being opened. You are going to be able to perceive things before they even enter into the realm of thought. You are going to be able to perceive them. You are going to be able to discern. Your decisions are not going to be led by your carnal nature, but they are going to be led by the spirit being that God has placed in you. They are going to be led by the Spirit of the Almighty God. I pray in the name of Jesus that God is going to give you a significant foot ahead. Anybody hear me? A significant foot ahead. You are not going to be making decisions that affect your tomorrow only, but you are going to be making strategic decisions that are going to shape your future, strategic decisions that are going to put you in a curve that is higher than where you are operating. You are already going to be engaging with 15 years of your time in the present, using not the wisdom of the present, but the wisdom of the future to set yourself, to set not only yourself, but to set generations on a path of prosperity, to set generations on a plot, on a path for elevation, on a path for the supernatural, on a path with the Almighty God. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, I feel something stirring up in my spirit that God is literally changing the way that you think. Changing the way that you think, because God is changing the way that you think. Your ability to be able to perceive is changing. Your ability to be able to understand is going to change, because now you see things in a different light. You understand things in a different light. Somebody say hallelujah. I can see clearly. I can see clearly now. I can see clearly now. I can see clearly now. Because why? Because of what God has done. What God has done. What God has done. Listen, for you to make significant decisions, you need significant information. For you to be able to make strategic decisions, you need strategic information. For you to be able to make decisions that are going to affect 25 years of your life in the future, you are going to need future information. And God, by His Spirit, via revelation, is giving you that insight that this is what you ought to do in light of that which is coming. And as you because when you begin to perceive the things that are going to happen in the future, you are not going to operate in fear, because you know your future is secure in the hands of the Almighty God. I declare and I decree that fear will no longer have a governmental seat in your life. Fear will no longer have a governmental seat in your thought. You are dislodging. Somebody say hallelujah for the strongholds that are breaking, strongholds that are breaking, that have been operating in your life. When I speak about strongholds that are breaking, that have been operating in your life, they are seats of thought that have been holding you captive to a limiting way of thinking. Seats of thoughts that have been hindering you in your capacity to think, in your capacity to engage, in your capacity to interact. God is dethroning those things tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. And the other thing that I see, you are so afraid of work that you always sacrifice all your work all your ideas on the altar. You sacrifice everything on the altar of convenience. You are always looking for the short way out. You are looking for the shortcut. And because you have been doing that, you have been sabotaging your future. But today I declare and I decree, as God is dethroning seats of thought, that throne is coming down. That altar is being destroyed in the name of Jesus. It shall no longer rule in your life. It shall no longer exercise dominion over you. You will not be enticed. You will not give in to the temptation of taking shortcuts, sabotaging what goes. Can I just go a little bit deeper and make it clear to somebody? Listen, there are things that God intends to give you, things that God has intended to give you, but you ask for those things at the wrong time. Before God has finished his work of preparation, you took a shortcut to get those things, and those things became a curse to you instead of being a blessing. Not because God intended to curse you, but because you did not have the ability to appreciate what God has given you. You did not have the ability to recognize the value and the worth of what God has given you because of immaturity. But today we declare that there shall no longer be access given to you to offer up sacrifices on that altar of convenience. Its power is broken, it's defiled in the name of Jesus. You will not be like the prodigal son asking for your inheritance at the wrong time. You are going to wait at the appointed time when God has said, now this is going to happen in your life. Somebody say hallelujah for God dealing with that thing that has been holding you back and holding you bound. Hallelujah. Oh, can I just give you a pattern just in case you are wondering if I'm scriptural or not? Realize the devil took Jesus on the temptation for temptation after 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. He showed him the glory of the kingdoms of the earth and said, if you bow down and worship me, I will give you all these, offering Jesus a ramp to a shortcut. Anybody hear me? To an altar of convenience, thereby sabotaging the plan that God has, because Jesus knew that all power in heaven and earth will be given unto him by the Father. And somebody say hallelujah. And the devil even made a confession that I do with them as I please, because they were not given to him by God. They were given to him by man when he sinned against God. Yet the Bible says the earth and the fullness thereof, they belong to God. So what God is saying to you tonight, don't be so eager to get what God has given you before it's time, because it will kill you. Before it's time, it will mess up with your future. But say, God, you know the timings of my life. You know the seasons of my life. And at the appointed time, the Bible always speaks about when the fullness of time has come. May God give you the grace, the mercy, and the patience to be able to wait for the fullness of time, to wait for the appointed time. And we say the ramp to the altar of convenience is broken in your life. You no longer have the desire to take the shortcut, but you are going to trust entirely on the process that God has laid out for you. Develop your growth. Grow into it. You are going to be able to appreciate receiving it. You are going to be able to appraise a proper value to it, because you know that this is God's timing for you to receive what is coming into your life in the name of Jesus. I bless God for being faithful I bless God for being faithful in all his ways. Faithful. Never disappointing, but always being on time. Always doing that which is above and beyond our expectation, because he is God just like that. He is God just like that. And I just feel strongly tonight that I want to pray for somebody's household. I want to pray for you to experience a manifestation of the favor of God upon you. I pray for God to elevate everything around you into a sphere of excellence, that even all those that are in your house are going to have an encounter with God that's going to change their life forever. May the heavens be open over your household. May the heavens be open over your household. May the heavens be open over your household. Literally, an open heaven over your home, over your family. Angels ascending with your needs before God, descending with the provision that God has laid out for you over your household. I just want to say, I'm going to say some things. If they're for you, you just say, yes, Lord. If they're not for you, just say, thank you, Jesus. There's going to be no more fighting in your home because of the open heaven coming under you, that's coming over you. You have been stressing and struggling, but because of an open heaven that's coming over you, the fight and the struggling is over in the name of Jesus. Over. The sleepless nights are coming to an end. It's over in the name of Jesus. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. It's over. In the name of Jesus. You've been fighting over certain things that are of no value and no worth at all. May God allow you to see the bigger picture. The bigger picture. The bigger picture. Listen, this is going to sound strange to you, but I'll just say it the way that it's flowing into my spirit. You will no longer celebrate dysfunction. You will no longer celebrate dysfunction. Listen, there's something, there's the joy of the Lord, okay? There's the joy of the Lord. Then there is a pseudo joy. It's not real joy, but it masquerades as joy. Pseudo joy. There is the peace of God, and then there's pseudo peace. Fake peace. The problem that has been present in your atmosphere is that the enemy has been so proactive in introducing pseudo things in your life, so that I'll just explain the way that I understand it, okay, and we'll see what happens. You are so used of the unreal thing that you don't even recognize the real thing. You are so familiar with pseudo joy that you are rejecting the joy of the Lord. Let me give you an example, and I'm almost done. Whatever you are used to sets the taste for you. Does it make sense? If you were introduced to milk, a certain kind of milk is your first taste of milk, and you've been drinking that milk all your life, when you are given real milk, you are going to spit it out because it doesn't taste like the milk that you know. So the peace of God is trying to invade your space, and you are saying, no, I'm not used to this peace. I want what I'm used to. But here's what I want to say. May God take away the taste of the pseudo thing that you are used to. May you be able to taste and see that the Lord is good, that his provision is better than what you are used to. His joy is greater than what you're used to. His peace is greater than what you are used to. Recognize that the joy of the Lord is your strength. Recognize that the peace of God really does supersede any other peace. That no man can fully comprehend it, but it cannot be compared to any other. The joy of the Lord is indeed your strength. In the name of Jesus, learn to appreciate the quality of life that God is aspiring to bring into your life. And you reach out and say, I not only receive, but I embrace the life that God is giving me, because it cannot be compared to any other. In the name of Jesus. Now, here's what I want to do in closing tonight. If you have some anointing oil in your home, just get some. Just put some anointing oil in your hands. On your hand, doesn't have to be much on your hand. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Maybe you can put it on your fingertips. Whatever you got to do. Just a little bit. And just let, if you have it, just say, I got it. I'll give you a few seconds to get it done. And I'm going to pray for you. And I'll be done. That's my assignment for tonight. In the name of Jesus. Okay. So what I want you to do, one, is I just want you to put an anointing all on your ears, And Father, we believe that as their ears are being anointed, they are being anointed to hear the voice of the shepherd. They will hear your voice. They will hear your instruction. Their faith is going to grow because of what they are hearing. In the name of Jesus. If you can just touch your eyelids, with the anointing. Wow. And I say, God, by the anointing of their eyes, I pray that they're able to see beyond the limitations of the time-space dimension. That they're able to see into the future with prophetic vision, to see things that are not yet, but will be. In the name of Jesus, let your eyes be opened, clear vision for the future. In Jesus' name. And you put something on your nose. Just touch your nose. I just say, God, they have acted in obedience. Let discernment of spirits come. They can smell it a mile away. In the name of Jesus. But it's not, when I speak about discerning of spirits, it's not just speaking about discerning of demonic spirits, but may you be able to discern the movements of the Spirit of God. Be able to discern the movement of the Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Now, two more things and I'm done. Just look at your hands. Make sure there's some oil in your hands. Because what happens is the things you see, the things you hear, and the things you smell are going to commission a work, an action. And we're going to signify that by our hands to say, God, by the anointing of all of these hands, we will be able to carry out the work that is required from what we have seen, what we have heard, and what we have sensed. We will go to work and we will succeed. Okay? I said two more things. Let me add one more. Next thing, to just put some anointing oil on your feet. Because what you have heard, what you have seen, what you have discerned, and what you are about to begin work on is going to cause movement in your life. You are going to be able to move. May the Spirit of God lead you and guide you. Guide your footsteps and guide you into the place where God is taking you into. And then the final thing that we do, you just put your hands over your head. You have anointed your ears, anointed your eyes, anointed your nose to be able to discern. Now, your hands to be able to work, your feet to be able to walk. Now you put your hand over your head and just say, God, I thank you for the capacity to think, because what you have heard, what you have seen, what you have discerned is going to be governed by how you think. Now there's one more thing that we haven't anointed yet, and I left that for last. It's just for you to anoint your lips. See, the reason why you anoint your lips is that your lips, your tongue, will be speaking things that are in alignment with what you have heard, what you have seen, what you have discerned, what you have worked, and where you have gone, and what you think. There will be no lack of integrity. What you speak is going to be in alignment with what you've seen, what you've heard, what you've discerned, what you've worked, and what you've walked into. And by virtue of doing this, I just want to say to you, your life will never be the same.